How's camp been going for you so far?
It's going real good. I feel a lot better than I did last year. You know, I have a lot more knowledge on the system that we run, and I'm also the offense. So I feel good right now.
You still wearing that cast, James?
Yeah, I'm wearing it for precaution. My wrist doesn't really hurt anymore, but we just want to make sure everything is good before, you know, the preseason and the season gets here.
Is it a cast or a wrap?
It's a cast, but it's not as thick as the one that I had on during OTAs.
James, it seemed like Luke really, that day of practice, felt bad and know it was a kind of fluky accident, but is he, you know, offered to buy you a steak dinner or anything?
Oh, nah, nothing like that. He just apologized a lot, but he wasn't even supposed to be there. But, you know, that's Luke, man. He's just making a play. It was a great play by him, and if it happened during the game, you know, I wouldn't be mad at him at all.
What's the biggest difference for you from last year to this year?
Like I said, the overall knowledge of the system. I've learned a lot more about the game of football. You know, I pay a lot more attention to the offense and what they're trying to do. And also, I feel just more comfortable playing in the NFL.
You feel like you're more of a student of the game this year as opposed to what you were last year?
Definitely. You know, I tried to watch film a lot. Also listened to the coaches and stuff. But it was a lot going on with me trying to learn the defense and, you know, playing against top-tier talent every game and just the overall speed of the game. But now I feel more comfortable. Things are starting to slow down a lot.
Was it good to be thrown right into the fire last year, or would you have rather been brought along slowly?
I felt like it was good for me being thrown in the fire just because I felt like I adapted throughout the season. So I think I picked up the game and learned football a lot faster than I would as if they would have slowed down and just progressively put me in there.
James, you're going to see a couple of the same receivers that were a challenge for the Panthers last year. Is that something you thought about at all? What's going to happen the next time you meet up against those guys?
At this point, I don't really think about it a lot, but I have thought about it occasionally. I mean, when the time comes, you know, I just got to watch film and just go out there and play my best.
You had one of the early big plays in this camp when you picked off Cam. Tell us about what you saw there.
Well, during the play, you know, I just read the quarterback. It was a quick game. You know, I got my eyes back to the receiver. He broke it off, and I broke towards him, and then I looked back, and the ball was there.
So did he throw it late, or did you just break it earlier than he could have?
Probably a little bit of both. He didn't throw it as fast as he normally does, but I feel like I had a good break as well. So.
Mike Shula said you knew that Cam wasn't throwing deep in that first practice and you took advantage of it.
Well, you know, I think it might have been the first couple of plays. So usually on the first and second downs, you know, the quarterback try to get in the rhythm. So our coaches always tell us to pay attention to that and just be slow coming out of your back pedal. So it was a little bit of that, and also because we knew Cam, he wasn't going to throw it deep on the first couple plays.
Lots of folks in here, and even on the outside, are saying lots of nice things about you. Someone in here the other day said that you could be the real deal, whatever the real deal means.
Yeah.
Are you hearing a lot of talk about?
I hear things from time to time, but, you know, I really can't pay attention to it because at the end of the day, I'm not going to go against my teammates. I'm going against other players. And the overall atmosphere will be different. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter if you play well during practice. You got to play well during the game.
Can you speak to the change in the locker room with the addition of the veterans to the secondary unit?
Mike Adams, he knows a lot about the game of football. And Captain Munnerlin, he's taught me a lot about also about offenses and what they're trying to do when they attack you. So just their overall game experience and the knowledge of the game has really helped us out a lot.
James, there's some turnover with the wide receivers. What have you seen with that group kind of looking at it from the other side of the ball?
They brought a lot of fast guys in. I know they got one dude that he ran track. I think he came from Buffalo. And he's pretty fast. Bird's always fast. Austin Duke from Charlotte, he's fast. He's been making a lot of plays. Today they ran a lot of double moves, so it was getting us a little bit. But a lot of speed out there.
The wide receivers won't say who's the fastest one out of who's the fastest wide receiver on the team.
Well, if you're faster than me, I consider you to be fast. So, you know, Austin Duke, I think his name's T.J. Graham. He's fast. Bird is fast. I think it's out of those three. I don't know which one it is yet, but it's out of those three.
Can you change your line up and go off on a little foot race?
Oh, no. Nah. You might see us in one-on-ones. That'd be the only thing you see from a foot race from us, just in one-on-ones.
Ron said that some players have been coming up to him and telling him that they got something special in Christian McCaffrey. What are your thoughts on him?
He's quick. He's a lot bigger than than he was in OTAs from my point of view. But he's quick. He's very quick. I think he's going to make a lot of plays for us.
What's it like
when he's in the open field and you're one-on-one with him and you're watching that first move, and what's that like trying to, I mean, not really physically tackling him now, but what's that like when you're faced with him there?
Well, I haven't been, like, face-to-face with him yet. I always catch him from another point of view when I'm trying to chase him down. But I seen him make a move today on Luke and another lineman, and he made a pretty sharp cut, and he made me give a little ooh-ah when he did it. So he looks pretty sharp.
Is there any difference with Coach Wilkes taking over the defense?
Not really. He still has the same intensity. We run a lot of the same things, so not really. He still has the same intensity as he did being our cornerbacks coach and also as McDermott. So those guys really did a lot of things hand in hand, so it's pretty much the same thing.
Did you say you heard McCaffrey do an ooh-ah?
No, I did when I saw him make a cut.
James, you're matched up against Kelvin a lot as the number one receiver and the number one corner. I saw you guys kind of helping each other out, giving each other some tips on some moves and things like that. Can you take me through what that conversation was and how you guys helped each other out during practice?
We did a couple plays doing one-on-ones together, and he was just telling me what receivers try to do when they're running routes and stuff like that. At the end of the day, we're teammates. You know, it's competition when we're on the field together during practice, but we also have to help each other as well because we're going to go against other players, and that's what it counts is winning losses against other teams.
Have you seen anything different about Kelvin so far?
He looks a lot slimmer than he did in OTAs. He looks a lot more faster. He's getting back into it, so he's looking good.
Why is speed such a touchy subject amongst you guys, NFL players? It seems like guys never want to give other guys props about their speed. It's like kind of almost like guys just don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I don't mind giving other guys their props when they're faster than me. You know, I just have to adjust my game and match them and try to win that battle. But I guess growing up, you always want to be the fastest guy, and it's pretty much a pride thing, I guess.
James, have you set goals for this year? I mean, who kind of formulates goals in your head for what you want to accomplish, and have you done that going into year two for what you think you should be able to achieve?
My goal is always just to be the best that I can be, you know, just progressively get better. I want to do a lot better than I did last year. I feel like I missed some plays, some interceptions. So, of course, I want to get my hands on some more balls. But I don't really have a set number of how many interceptions I want. I just want to catch everything that comes to me.
When they initially added Captain, were you kind of excited about that move, knowing here's a guy that's not only been around this organization before, but obviously has a lot of experience in this league and could really serve as a mentor to you in some ways?
Yeah, definitely. I know Coach Wooks, he gave us a lot of information about Cap, and we knew he was a great player when he was here, and also when he played with the Vikings, I remember playing against him. So knowing that I could learn a lot from him about our defense and also other offenses around the league, you know, was a big up for me.
James, you came in with Vernon Butler, same draft class. What's he like off the field?
Off the field, he's a cool guy. He likes to talk about my bald head a lot. And I, I always got to come back with how big he is. I always call him fat. But, you know, he's a funny guy. He's a real cool, down-to-earth guy.
James, who was the most complete and most difficult receiver to cover that you covered last year?
Most complete, probably Julio Jones.
Is that the one you're aware of the most coming into this year?
I know. I'm aware of all the receivers in our division. I know we got to play Ted again. I'm interested in playing him because he was I enjoyed being around him a lot. I know he helped me out a lot last year. So I'm enjoying playing Ted, Julio Jones. I like playing against Mike Evans. I feel like that was one of my better games last year. He was a challenge. All the guys that we play in our division, honestly.
James, you got better as the year went along, no doubt, but Captain was in here yesterday talking about his rookie wall, his rookie season. I think he hit it in October. Did you hit that wall? Did you feel it? And how did you kind of get through that?
Honestly, I feel like the injury helped me out a lot because I had a lot of off time, and I really couldn't do anything but just treatment. So I was watching TV, and that's pretty much it, treatment and watch TV. And I got on the bike a little bit. But when I got back, you know, I was ready to get back on the field. And I didn't really feel much of a rookie wall until later on, maybe a week. 11, 12, something like that. But, you know, you just got to push through. I leaned on Daryl, Zach, and Coach Wilkes, and they helped us through.
What'd you do with the cast that everyone signed?
Us in my locker. I'm keeping it for good luck.
James, you were drafted by Dave. Did you get a chance to talk to him after that went down last week? What'd you say to him?
No, I haven't seen him since then.